going to believe it.
Exciting!
You're not going to... This is the ultimate Bold and the Beautiful update because, Marion, because I get a phone call over the weekend and a lovely bloke I know tips me into the fact that Brooke is here from the Bold and the Beautiful. Can you believe it? Catherine Kelly Lang is on the Mid-North Coast and enjoying... I had Pete Murray on earlier to explain why she was here. Yeah. She does a lot of work with a clothing brand, but also she loves doing triathlons, and she was in Sydney doing some work and wanted to come and have a look because my friend Pete Murray, his partner is sponsored by Kelly's clothing label, so she spent the weekend in Port Macquarie. How about that, Marion?
It was lovely, wasn't it? It was so nice to see her photos, and do you know what I liked even more about that? She remembered you and I, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
And she loves us.
This is the ultimate irony. I mean, we are fans of the B&B, but she listens to us talking about her on the B&B as a fan of us. It is the greatest circle ever. And Marion, she can't tip us in to what's happening because of a time difference thing as far as when they play the shows.
Yes, because we're 3 months behind the States.
We're 3 months behind the States. Now, how does this work out? Well, I will let our good mate Pete Murray, who we are in his eternal debt for, got Kelly to talk about what she thinks about you and I, Marion. Now, I cannot believe this. If you'd have told me Friday this had happened, we'd have said you're stark raving mad, wouldn't we, Marion?
Oh, no, I'm not.
All right. Here is Pete Murray talking to Catherine Kelly Lang on the Mid-North Coast. She's cruising up the Hastings River having a chat about you and I. I can't believe this.
Well, g'day, everyone. Pete Murray here in Port Macquarie. And look who's beside me on ACCC. You love the Bold and the Beautiful with Marion and Strawny. Well, we got Catherine. And I'm Kelly Lang right here, better known as Brooke. I know the Mid-North Coast is going to go crazy. You watch, you listen to Strawny. You love Marion.
That's right. I love them. Good day, Strawny and Marion.
Yeah,
hope to see you soon, very soon.
Now, every week they talk about the Bold and the Beautiful. Have you any tips here? What's happening this year in the Bold and the Beautiful? Any insight?
I can't tell you.
Oh, come on.
No, you guys are 3 months behind. So
3 months.
It's hard to give ideas of what's going on. Yeah, so... But just keep watching. It's very exciting.
Well, Strawny, he's about 50 years old, Strawny, but he doesn't say too much, but he's a big fan. He watches it at 7:30 in the studio and 4:30 when he gets home, but he loves you.
Oh, that's awesome. Keep on watching, and I hope to meet you guys soon.
All right, there she is, Brooke from Bold and the Beautiful, Triple M, coming your way.
Oh, Marion.
How good was that?
We can go to the hereafter now, can't we?
We can go now with a grin on our face. But do you know what we have to do? We have to keep it to it because she wants to meet you and I.
I know. Now, remember, we did a lunch, when June the Tea Lady was still alive. We did a Bold and the Beautiful lunch. And a lot of the people who'd are really fans of the show who actually went on a holiday to Los Angeles to do the tour and go to the fan days.
That's right.
Brought their photo albums in and everything.
Yeah.
That was truly amazing. So you and I are longtime fans. But if Marion, would you believe me if I told you that on Friday, that you'd have Brooke talking about listening to you?
I know. I would have said, oh, Mark, you've been drinking again, that red wine. I would have said, no, it's not going to happen. But I was just as shocked as you were to think that you and I have a fan base in LA. How good is that?
Yeah, 4:30 this afternoon. We'll get back to it. Liam, he can't sort of go back to Bill the Bull and be a nice, lovey-dovey relationship with his dad, surely, Marion.
Well, think about it. You'd be looking at Dad over Christmas or Thanksgiving and saying, you've had my wife, you know? Geez. Now, that's a bit like too much rompy-pompy going on for my liking.
Oh,
but guess who's back in? Hope is back in.
I know. Eldert tipped me into that. He was sure he saw Hope in a scene the other day.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So I think she's going to get back with Liam, and then it's going to be on for young and old. But remember my tip from last week. Watch out.
The shooting.
That's what we needed to get out of Kelly. Who gets shot?
Yeah, well, she wouldn't tell us. Anyway, she is completely different to her character. She's the most wonderful, beautiful person, and she wants to come back. So hopefully we'll get to meet her next time. Thank you, Marion.
You have a great week, Mark. Bye.